As expected, the Senate moves toward consideration of the 2014 Farm Bill, the vote 72-22, paving the way for an early afternoon final decision on the measure today. Despite several expressions of disappointment, the bill expected to win Senate approval. The bill contains some important conservation provisions. For example, compliance relinkage to crop insurance subsidies, probably the most controversial issue in the conservation title. National Association of Conservation District's first Vice President Lee McDaniel.
Most farmers are already in compliance, and it's not really going to change what they do. We've gained so much ground since the Dust Bowl days with our conservation efforts. We wanted this relinking of compliance in order to not go backwards, be able to continue to move forward.
The bill also streamlines delivery of conservation technical assistance and consolidation of decision-making between the USDA Secretary and NRCS Chief. Then there's the popular Environmental Quality Incentives, or EQIP program.
EQIP has excellent funding for the next 5 years in the Farm Bill. For fiscal year 2014, it's going to be at $1.35 billion. It'll go up the following year to $1.6 billion, the following year to $1.65 billion, the next year to $1.65 billion, and the final year to $1.75 billion.
McDaniel says the funding will help reduce some of EQIP's backlog while EQIP absorbs the Wetlands Habitat Incentives Program. That's part of the bill's consolidating 23 conservation measures into 13. Overall, the Farm Bill saves $23 billion over 10 years. That includes earlier across-the-board cuts, most of it in farm payments, nutrition, and conservation. Senate Ag Chair Debbie Stabenow.
The Farm Bill is actually our country's largest investment in land and water conservation on private lands, which are the majority of our American lands. That means we're restoring and preserving wildlife habitats and open spaces. We help farmers reduce runoff to keep rivers and streams clean and teeming with fish. Importantly, this bill includes a historic new agreement that ties conservation compliance to crop insurance.
Debbie Stabenow.